Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tour Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. The Garten Bau Kino in Vienna is Austria's main cinema hall. It's just undergone a 3.3 million euro revamp, and with its iconic New York-style marquee and enduring 1960s interiors, it's used for large-scale film premieres and high-profile retrospectives, which have attracted some of the great names in Austrian and world cinema, from David Lynch to Martin Scorsese. Monocle's Alexei Korolev in Vienna brings us this week's tour story.
Meine Damen und Herren, guten Abend. Liebe Freunde, liebe Freundinnen, Gäste, Kollegen. You can also stop holding the applause.
The Ennio Viennale Film Festival opened last week with a gala night at the Garten Bau Kino, its home and headquarters for nearly 50 years. Both are incredibly important to Vienna. The festival, because it brings a bit of internationalism to a city that is still a little too parochial compared to other European capitals. The cinema, because
it's an institution and it stands for a cinema culture that has pretty much died out ever since, that was left to die, literally left to die.
The Gartenbau Kino, or simply Gartenbau, was opened in 1960, at a time when dozens of cinemas were being built across Vienna to cater for a growing demand for entertainment.
It was a big favorite pastime in the early 1950s, and there were like 230 cinemas in Vienna in operation. And there's very few of them still kept like they were.
Tom Koch is a graphic designer and historian. His latest book, Mid-Century Vienna, shines a light on the largely neglected architecture of their period.
The Gartenbau Kino is a completely different story because it was designed by an architect, Robert Kotas, who was famous for Viennese cinemas. He built or remodeled around 40 cinemas in Vienna at this time. And he was a cinema fan, a movie fan, but also a very technical person. He was very interested in all the technical innovations. So he combined this attempt to create a movie experience when you enter the cinema, which can be experienced when you go to Gartenbau Kino with the foyer, and then you go down and you come to another room before you enter the actual cinema. So this was a time when cinemas were designed to give you an general experience that started from buying tickets to having a time before you start to go to the film or to the movie hall. So this is, I think, something that's gone or very, very minimized in today's cinemas.
The Gartenbau was always intended as Austria's main cinema, the site of grand premieres and a showcase of the best of film technology and interior design. It was the first Austrian cinema to be able to play large-format 70mm films, and is still the country's biggest single-screen auditorium.
My name is Norman Schettler, and I am the managing director of the Gartenbau Kino in Vienna, Austria. The intention was always to have like a major representative, glowing cinema here for all the big premieres. So it was meant to be sort of also a focus of maybe societal life at the time. But as cinema was and always has been and still is, thankfully, it was also meant for just regular people to come. There's a lot of big theaters built in that around that time. There were really big places. I mean, even bigger than Gartenbau Kino. And this is at a time when Hollywood went really big and they started inventing new techniques to distinguish them more from television. Television came up in the 50s, of course, in the States, and they had to think, okay, what can we do? We have to make things bigger and louder and stronger and more unique, I guess. And this theater was built specifically with that in mind. But there were comparable theaters that were built by the same architect, which have all since, you know, been turned into supermarkets or multiplexes. And this is the last of its kind. This, for some reason, went relatively unscathed over the decades.
On account of its historical, artistic, and cultural significance, the Gartenbau was finally given listed status in 2018. And so, even though Norman Schettler disagrees,
I would never say yes to that.
It will remain a beacon of cinema culture in Austria for some time to come. For Monocle in Vienna, I'm Alexei Korolev.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Alexei Korolev for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, City Lovers.